All right, KID crew, continuing our election night coverage, we are watching these results closely, and people are kind of on pins and needles. There's a lot of hope and excitement, but we're just waiting for that final definitive answer. And one of the things that we're really watching very closely is Proposition 1, and joining me right now is Nick Contos. And Nick, you may recall, came on the show, talked about ranked choice voting, Proposition 1, did a really good job of laying it all out. And then he conducted at Stand Up for Idaho a mock ranked choice voting. And I thought that was really very eye-opening for a lot of people. What have you heard from people following that?
You know, I think people enjoyed actually getting to see it in real life, to see it real time, how that ranked choice voting counts, to how it works and what doesn't work. And I think it was good for the people there. We had a good crowd that night. It's good for them to see what actually happens in ranked choice voting. Rather than just hearing someone explain it to them, they got to actually do it and see it.
That was so important, because there's a lot of confusion that's gone on with ranked choice voting. So for people to be able to see it play out, I think was very eye-opening. Do you have any thoughts right now at this stage of the game as to which direction you think this might go?
You know, I don't know how it'll turn out. I'm hopeful and cautiously optimistic that the citizens of Idaho recognize this proposal for what it is. I'm glad that people are interested in elections and are considering ideas, but the proposal that was made was very clearly, well, it was an attack on the Republican Party and the ability of the Republican Party to nominate candidates. And it was an attack on our right to associate. And it brings an entirely new election system in. And I'm cautiously optimistic that voters don't want that. They're concerned about that. I know a lot of voters, when they see this complex new system that they don't fully understand, the right choice of action would be to, well, let's wait. Let's not do that. And I'm optimistic that that'll happen tonight. But we'll see. It's going to be close, I predict.
I'm right there with you. I do think it's going to be close. I think you're right. I don't think this is going to pass, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. I do think it's going to be pretty tight. As far as this presidential election, boy, Nick, we could not have written a script for this one. What are your thoughts? What stands out in your mind about this particular election cycle?
Well, it's interesting, because it's not often we have two candidates quite like this. We have a vice president and a former president running for office. And that makes it historical on its own. But you add to that all the intrigue and everything else going on. We've had attempts at assassinations. We've had, it's obviously a very close election. We've had controversies in the news back and forth. This is a historic election. We like to say that every election is the most important of our lifetimes. Sometimes it feels like it's true. And I certainly hope that Donald Trump wins tonight. I think it's the easy choice when faced with those two candidates. But it'll be a historic night, one way or the other.
It will be a historic night. And as you were saying that, I mean, you're absolutely correct. It almost feels like we have two incumbents in a way. Because, you know, she's part of the current administration. He's been a former president. We've never really seen anything like this. But the one thing that continues coming up in poll after poll is that Americans are going to vote with their pocketbook. And if that's the case, then there's a clear choice.
There is. I think the polls and the economic indicators, everything is pretty clear that things have been mismanaged over the last 4 years. And I think it's pretty obvious. We've had a president that was lacking some of his capacity. And we've had a vice president that was governed for that, dishonest with the American people to not tell us what's going on. And we need a change. We need a change, and I'm excited. It's not. I try not to get too excited about presidential elections, because as one person, we can't control that. You know, the local elections are more important, and we have more control. But I am excited about this presidential election. Donald Trump has assembled a team. You know, he has Elon, he has Tulsi Gabbard, he has RFK, he has a diverse team of people. Rivet Ramaswamy, he's got a diverse team of people, plus he has some experience in the office already. So if he is to win tonight, we're going to see a president that's going to hit the ground running with some exciting new ideas, and politics really happens after elections to see if they keep their promises. And I'm optimistic Trump is going to do some of the things he's promised, and that could be really good for our country.
So true. And, you know, one of the things for me, Nick, that stands out is they try to hit him with obstacles, and he's brilliant at flipping the script and turning it into a victory. I mean, you had the mugshot mania. He turned that into cold, hard cash. And now this, you know, trash talk. Well, it's become a rally cry, and it certainly took all the emphasis off of Kamala Harris's closing arguments. People were really fired up that President Biden referred to Trump supporters as garbage. And I think, I don't know about you, but for me, if you're able to take those kinds of obstacles and keep focused and moving forward, I mean, all the legal drama, the over-prosecution, I think that speaks volumes about your strength and your leadership.
You know, I think for my whole life, it feels like the Republican Party's always been on the defensive. And the Republican candidates have always been on the defense from the liberal media and the Democrats leveling accusations, racism, or whatever else. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump is so popular, because he just rolls off him like a duck off water. He recognizes it for what it is. It's a politically motivated attack. And it feels like this election has been one of the first times where the Republican presidential candidate isn't constantly on the defensive, because he just doesn't put up with it. And people love him for that.
Absolutely do. And you know what's really interesting too? I reported on my show today. So Mark Fisher is one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter out of Rhode Island. And he is point blank saying, no, I'm not supporting Kamala Harris. And he said, we've been following along blindly, giving our support to the Democratic Party for far too long. And why? What have they done to really deserve that? And he talked very highly about everything that former President Trump really did for Black Americans. And I thought it was so eye-opening that he's saying, hey, it's time we really recognize that. It almost was like a tradition. Well, we're just going to keep voting for who our families voted for and not really look at it. And there's been a real shift, I believe.
Shift is the right word. You know, I think we're living in historic times. We've had a pandemic, and we've had some historic presidential candidates like Donald Trump. I think we're seeing some realignment in the world of politics, and it's probably good. I think it's good that people wake up and actually make decisions about who's actually going to help them, who's actually going to protect their liberty and economy. You know, I think the right vote is, you know, to go to the conservative Republicans to do that. And I'm overjoyed whenever I see demographics or people or just mainly individuals who open their eyes and start making their own decisions in that way.
And that is what it's all about, understanding that, you know what, you don't have to stay where you've been. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to evolve as you become more aware of particular issues. Nick Kontos, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with us.
Thanks for the chance to chat with you, and we hope it goes good tonight.
Yes, we're going to be keeping a close eye on it. Thanks again.